You're listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Morning Headlines Podcast. I'm Christian Nelson, and these are your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. Yesterday, Idaho Governor Brad Little signed a bill that will give $125 million to improve broadband infrastructure in Idaho. The investment is part of Little's Idaho First plan. Here's Little during his State of the State address outlining the plan.
It's easy to be cynical about government when you see what's happening in Washington, D.C. and other dysfunctional states around the country. But it's also easy to be inspired by the real difference we are making in Idaho when we put Idaho first. Focusing on schools, tax relief, safe communities, strategic investments, and good government.
Supporters of this broadband investment hope to see faster internet speeds across Idaho and improved internet access and economic opportunities for underserved areas. Other bills, including proposed funding for education and property tax relief, reflect aspects of Little's plan. The education budget passed JFAC last week. There is now a $1,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest of the person or persons who burglarized the community food basket on 14th Street in Idaho Falls. East Idaho Crime Stoppers is offering up the reward. It was on March 9th when staff at the community food basket reported the burglary. The thief or thieves broke a window to get inside and take miscellaneous items. If you have any information about the burglary, you can call 208-529-1200 or go online to ifcrime.org. You can remain anonymous and still be eligible for the reward. The BYU-Idaho Music Department is set to present the university's own Jazz Lab Band, which is performing tonight in the Ensemble Hall at 7:30 p.m. in the Eliza R. Snow Building. Jazz Lab, the number two big band jazz group at BYU-Idaho, is a training ground for future jazz musicians. It's also a platform and opportunity for students who aren't music majors to participate in some of the jazz department ensembles. Faculty member Andrew Alphen, the director of Jazz Lab, has a firm agenda on how to instruct the different levels of musicians within the band.
They just need to be taught. And so it takes a little bit to teach. And so I have to find ways in order to teach everybody the correct way and still challenge everybody in simple manners.
The Jazz Lab Band performance will feature great tunes from jazz legends such as Count Basie, Arturo Sandoval, Gordon Goodwin, and Quincy Jones. Tickets for the show are available at the box office next to the drama theater or online at tickets.byui.edu. Thanks for listening to the Morning Headlines for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. I'm Christian Nelson. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or you can listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.